Josiah Finch sat in a straight-backed chair leaning against a wall, a shotgun in his lap. Just outside the jail cell where Murdoch was being held.
Hey, you've been guarding me for days. You know something I don't? Think maybe Whaley's gonna try and spring me?
You tell me. Are you that valuable to the gang?
Yeah. I was one of the main guys. They couldn't do without me.
They've stayed pretty busy without you since my boys brought you in custody. If you were so important, why'd they leave you behind to start with? Why haven't they come after you sooner?
Well, hell's fire. Whaley's a busy man. They must have you worried, or why'd you be watching over me like a damn mother hen?
I've heard the rumors that you sold out Whaley, that you are working with me to put together a case against Whaley.
Murdoch's face turned white.
But that ain't true!
You've talked with me, and that's what the rumors have said. I imagine that'll get back to Whaley, and he'll come to take care of the situation.
You set me up.
Just used you to help bait the trap. The idea is to bring them to us.
Well, anyway, Whaley's too smart for that. He wouldn't fall for that old trick, would he?
You know him better than I do. You know how crazy he gets sometimes, or so I've heard. Is that true as well?
Oh, you don't want to cross him.
So what do you think?
Oh, he'll be here. I just hope you got a big enough gun to protect me.
He moved as far from the window as possible.
There'll be no telling what Whaley'll do.
When he gets here, I'll be waiting for him.
Josiah Finch saw the outside wall of the jail cave in. Rubble fell into the cell, covering Murdoch. Had he stayed next to the window, he would have been crushed. Finch was instantly in action. He fell to the floor, caught a rider in his sights through the new hole in the wall, and shot. One of the riders fell to the ground. Finch couldn't see through the dust who he had hit. Several men started to fire through the hole. Finch shot back blindly and then reloaded the shotgun. One of the riders moved in close, holding several sticks of dynamite wired together with a short fuse. He tossed it through the hole into the cell. Finch dived for cover, but it was too late. To Finch, the next seconds seemed like hours. Like a bad dream, he could see the sharp piece of wood flying at him, but he could not move fast enough to get out of the way. He saw the chunk bury itself in his shoulder and felt the blood wet his shirt. From overhead, several beams started to fall. Josiah tried to roll to one side, but the pain in his shoulder slowed him down. The large pieces of wood hit him a glancing blow on the side of his head and then across his back. He managed to crawl the final few feet through the rubble to the street before he finally collapsed, unconscious. Mary burst into Sam's room only seconds after he heard the huge explosion from down the street. Only Sam's quick instincts and training kept him from shooting.
They've dynamited the jail! It's gone! Totally gone! Get out! They'll be here next!
Sam knew Mary was telling the truth, and that the Whaley gang was more crazed than anybody could have guessed. They weren't out just to silence Murdoch and take the gold. They wanted to level the town.
Get out of here! Get out now!
The two made it out the door just as Ben rode up under cover of gunfire and tossed another huge bunch of dynamite wired together against the outside wall. Wood and adobe rained down on Sam and Mary. He pushed Mary to the ground and covered her with his body. The door to the safe was obliterated. Chunks of metal flew through the air. One nasty piece hit Sam in the back of the head, though he had managed to protect Mary from most of the force of the attack. In seconds, Whaley's gang was inside the open safe. They efficiently gathered together the gold and placed it in bags, which they loaded on the spare horses. From up and down the street, a few soldiers were shooting, but they had no clear view of the enemy, and at the moment, they were outnumbered by the guns of Whaley's gang. In less than 5 minutes, the gold had been cleaned out. Then another figure came racing down the street. The gunfire from Whaley's men slowed him down, but could not stop him. The men still on the ground quickly got back in their saddles.
Good job, men! Now let's get out of here!
The outlaws raced south, guns banging behind them, discouraging pursuit.